कांक्षन्तः कर्मणां सिद्धिं यजन्त यः देवतः क्षिप्रं हिमानुषे लोके सिद्धिर्भवति कर्मजा। भगवद्गीता 4.12। कांक्षन्तः, कांक्षन्तः इज डिजायरिंग, कर्मणां सिद्धिं सक्सेस इन देयर कर्म, कर्म हियर रेफर्स टू नॉट जस्ट एक्टिविटी बट फ्रूटिव वर्क। यजन्त इह देवतः, यजन्त दे वर्शिप इह देवतः, देवताज ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। क्षिप्रम हिमानुषे लोके, क्षिप्रम क्विकली इन दिस वर्ल्ड, मानुषे लोके सिद्धिर भवति कर्मजा, सिद्धि भवति, परफेक्शन हैपेंस, परफेक्शन अकर्स, कर्मजा in the work that is born, in the perfection that is born of karma. So the word karma and the word siddhi are coming twice, kankshantah karmanam siddhim. So karmanam siddhim, that came together there, and then siddhir bhavati karmaja, siddhi and karmaja, siddhi and karma again in the fourth line. So essentially the point is karma is done for fulfilling material desires. And kankshantaha, one who has material desires and tries to fulfill those desires, and for that purpose does certain activities. So what happens when a person does like that? Kankshantaha. So yujanta iha devataha. Now, they worship devatas in this world. Iha. Krishna has earlier mentioned how he comes from a transcendental realm, ajopi sanavya atma. He comes prakritin swamadhishtaya. 4.6 is mentioned that he's unborn, he's imperishable, he comes by his own energy. So all that emphasizes the point that he comes from a transcendental realm. And now what is being stressed over here is, as compared to him who is transcendental, there are iha devataha, there are gods in this world, can be called demigods, and they are the things, they are the ones who are worshipped by people. So the question that this verse responds to is, in the previous verse Krishna had said that as all people surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. So then if all people are on your path and all people you will reward, then why is there the whole system of demigod worship? What is its point? Krishna describes that they will give quick results. So why do the demigods give quick results and Krishna not such quick results? Demigods give what we want, Krishna gives us what we need. And the difference between the two is phenomenal. Demigods give us, just like if a child just goes to a shopkeeper and gives some money and asks for chocolate. Now they will give the chocolate because that's what they think is the, you give the chocolate because they're simply a contract for them, it's a business for them. Okay, you give the money, we give the chocolates. So the shopkeeper is not really concerned for the welfare of the child. Now if the same child asks the mother for a chocolate, the mother may say, oh, my child's tooth may get spoiled, therefore I will make a sweet and I will give a sweet but not chocolate. So now for the mother to get the ingredients, make the sweet, may take time. And the child may think, oh, why should I wait? I have to wait here. Better let me go to the shopkeeper and just get the sweets immediately. But those sweets are not what are the best for the child. So they may come quickly, but they are not truly beneficial. So people go to the devatas because they want quick results. So it's like, another example could be like getting a painkiller and getting a proper medicine for curing the disease. So the devatas, going to them doesn't really purify us of the underlying desires, the anarthas, the material attachments which cause people to get caught in material existence. So that is not addressed by The devatas, actually, going to the devatas and getting the material desires fulfilled often increases the attachment, increases the infatuation. But now Krishna, it is not that he wants us to stay in pain. A doctor doesn't want to cure the patient and doesn't want to free the patient from pain, but the doctor wants to do it in such a way that actually the patient is cured. So therefore, what doctor does here is that a doctor may give a painkiller, but more importantly, doctor will give the medicine. And sometimes, if the patient is a little lax in taking the medicine, the doctor may not give a painkiller so that the patient feels the pain. And when the patient feels the pain, then the patient urgently takes the medicine. So, Krishna works for a long-term cure. And he doesn't try to conceal our pain. He tries to cure our pain. And that curing happens by the redirection of our love from matter to Krishna, from the world to the Lord of the world. And that requires time, that requires application, that requires purification. But then it brings a lasting result. In contrast with that, devatas more or less operate like a business contract. You pay me this in the form of worship, and I will give you this in return. And that's how the transaction goes. But in the case of the Supreme Lord, it's not the point is not a transaction. The point is transformation. The transaction is subordinated to the transformation. So Krishna, it's not that Krishna doesn't fulfill our desires. We have the example of Dhruva Maharaj. His desire was fulfilled, but Krishna also purified his heart. And there was a transformation that happened in his heart. So his values changed. So he realized that temporary things cannot make me happy. It is only the Lord who will make me truly happy. In loving whom, will I be truly happy. So that sort of transformation is what Krishna does. And he does that at his own rate. So it is not a... In today's context, it will be like quick fixes. So there are so many people who have some diseases, just take aspirin and forget the headache or whatever. And because of taking... Some people take heavy doses of tranquilizers. They feel anxiety, and their anxiety is caused by a stressful, high-paced, unnatural lifestyle. And instead of trying to reorient the lifestyle so that it can be more natural, they just try to take a quick fix, a tranquilizer. And they think that now, I'm feeling much better. But that feeling much better won't last much longer. And again, they will need a tranquilizer. And they will need more doses with greater frequencies. So in that way, they get trapped. So the problem is not solved, although the illusion that it is addressed comes initially, and then things become worse. So similarly over here, Krishna is telling that he's not going to offer a quick fix solution, and those who want quick fix solutions go elsewhere to the devatas. And Krishna says they get the result also. Now how they get the result, how it is Krishna only ultimately behind them who gives the result, that will be discussed in the 7th chapter, verses 21, verses 20 to 23. But here, suffice it to say that when Krishna is talking about different categories of people, so all people can approach him and he will reward them. But those who want quickly, they go to other gods. And their quick fix actually keeps them in the fix of material existence. Thank you.